Here's a note from my red clay diary, made long ago when I was aboard an airplane all by myself. It's called Belly of the Beast. Seated within the belly of the metal beast, I tried to remember and project. Remember and project. Remember the good things about the act of being within the belly of the metal beast, high above the earth, and headed in the general direction of New York City. Project my thoughts toward the good things that can come from turning my body over to the metal beast, letting it swallow me up and methodically sort me by number and ticket price. The good things being, leaving Cincinnati, I realized that 50 years back, my father, who traveled very little during his 78 years, had once attended a convention in Cincinnati, met the actor Joel McRae at a Carpenters Union meeting, and returned, all suited up and neatly combed, to tell his family about his adventures. Here I am, wearing his tweed coat, taking him high over Cincinnati, ready to tell him all about why I'm in the belly of the metal beast, hoping against hope that the beast will regurgitate me safely, none the worse for wear, a survivor of steamed particle board food and compressed spaces. Within the beast, I am aware that I am no longer on the earth. But then again, I am also aware that each time in my life that I've jumped a foot upward or leapt a foot downward, I've left the earth behind, just as surely as I'm leaving it behind right now. As we all leap and bound through childhood, we become tiny astronauts for tiny moments, freeing ourselves momentarily of gravity, but always aware of the persistence of gravity, the presence of gravity, always trapped in the womb that gravity is, surrounded by this impartial force that tethers us, but at the same time occasionally paroles us and allows us to leap and jump beyond its influence. The trip to New York, by way of Cincinnati, is just a couple of leaps and bounds, just a way of trying to ignore gravity, just a way of freeing up my memories so that my tweed father and I can together enjoy the sky and the sunshine above the clouds just this one more time.